Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring back my good friend Fred Hochberg. And he's your good friend, too, whether you know it or not. He has been for a long time. Fred and I first met when he was deputy administrator at the SBA back in the Clinton days. And he's the former president of Lillian Vernon. Having that name is, I know many of you know that name, the great mail order business that his mother founded, Mrs. Lillian Vernon, who's been a guest on our show before. More recently, last few years, Fred has been the chairman and the president of Export-Import Bank, EXIM Bank, which is a division of the government, and they've been helping small business owners like crazy expand their markets outside our borders. And for that, that makes him one of my heroes. Fred Hochberg, welcome back to the show.
Great to be on the show, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. I meant what I said. You're one of my heroes. The all good work. I know, you know, you heard me say this before. There are a lot of parts of the government. There's lots of elements of the government that annoy me. But one of the departments that really inspire me and really make me proud is EXIM Bank, and especially since Fred's been there. Fred, you do good job, do good work over there. And recently, I know you get out across the country and you visit with small business owners and groups of folks. And tell us about your trip to California.
Well, I was just out in California, just got back on Sunday, met with a number of companies. I met with this great company called Ceilings Plus. This is owned by a woman named Nancy Mercolino. She owns a company, and they design ceilings for airports, sports arenas, places like that. They are building the entire ceiling in the new airport in Doha.
Wow.
Amazing story.
How many employees she got?
She's got about 160 employees.
That's a small business.
And then there's this other great company Steve Wilburn runs. He's a Vietnam veteran who's came back, and he's building a plant in Rio de Janeiro. This company's called Firm Green. And what he's doing is that's converting the landfill gases into usable gases and selling them to the local company.
Those
are two great companies. And he's got about 45 or 50 employees. He developed the system.
So he's capturing the leaching
the methane gas and turning
it's coming
gas
off the top
to
of the
cars.
Of the, yeah, and then converting that into, is he converting it or is he helping the company, is he converting it and delivering a product?
Yes, his equipment converts it and turns it into fuel that can be used by automobiles.
One man's garbage is another man's treasure, right?
Exactly.
I love that.
So those are two great companies I had the chance to sit down with and spend some time with.
Right.
And then we also did an event with Congressman Adam Schiff. He's got a new congressional district, the large Armenian community. And one of the things that, one of the great treasures of this country, Jim, is our diaspora community. We have people living here from all over the world.
All over the world,
And this was a great
group of
people.
That's what makes America wonderful.
Put together. And, you know, they all have friends. You and I have talked. Friends, family, brothers, sisters, uncles back in their country.
Yeah.
Back where they, and so they can find great products here, make them here, and then ship them and export them to their home countries.
And
that's
those
the real
of us,
strength of America.
And Fred, those of us who've been planted in the ground, you know, my folks came over, my forebear came over in 1735, right? So I don't have anybody back in the homeland. But but those of us who do are like that, like me, we could take a lesson from these folks that you were just talking about, people who are first, second generation, maybe even green card. We could take a lesson from them about their attitude about trade, couldn't we?
Yes. They have a sort of a global perspective to start with.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, as I've said on this show, Fred, before, when you were here and when you weren't here, the small business owners that I know who are exporting sometime over a period of a decade, any given decade, at some time their export business will save them as the U.S. economy or the local economy ebbs and flows. it's been very interesting to me to see how counter-cyclical the exporting will be with their local business.
That's absolutely true, Jim. I mean, one thing I do whenever I go out is I survey the audience, and I said, how many people think their business will be the same, up, or down in 2013? Now, most of the people in the room were exporters. Three-quarters of the room said they see sales looking really good for 2013, and largely because they're also tapping into export markets.
And that is, yeah, and that's the kind of ratio you're going to get from a room full of exporters.
Right.
And it's why, folks, you hear me talking to, we have Fred on the show, he and I have been talking about this for a long time, the folks at the Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce, you hear me talking about that, what the services that they offer, these are dovetail handshake services, folks, that you can tap into. Most of it's free. I'll take a quick break, right back with Fred Hochberg, President and CEO of XM Bank. Stay with us. XMBank.gov, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.